We got the hip hop legend here, Dress, joining me for Sports and Hip Hop with DJ Mad Max, Live 365 iHeartRadio, one half of the all-time great iconic duo, Black Sheep. Welcome to the
Right.
show, man. It's an honor. How's it going? How's your night
That's
going?
good, man. Everything's good, man. Thanks for having me, man. For real, for real. Everything's cool. Just been grinding it out, running around kind of heavy, but everything's good.
Yeah, oh, I know you've been busy. You've been keeping it up. I saw that you're still going at it now. You got the new freestyle I saw over Got My Mind Made Up by Tupac. I saw you spitting the bars over there on your YouTube. People go
All right.
subscribe, support the legend. So how are you feeling, man? How are you feeling now? Because you're coming fresh off of a documentary. There's a lot of things going on with the D&D tape, upcoming Black Sheep project. You got a lot on the way. So do you kind of feel rejuvenated in a way, like a kind of like a phoenix rising from the ashes?
Well, I've stayed busy over the years, regardless. I've been dropping
Sheep
independent
stew.
projects. Yeah, rolled out the Sheep Stew to independent projects like the Evertan, which was me and Jarobi.
That's right.
Dropped a few independent projects, Black Pool of Genius, AWM, and so I feel like I've always been here, but but right now I feel like the stars are aligning for me a little bit, if you would, and that I'm getting some platforms and some recognition that I think has always been warranted, but sometimes you just don't get, it that limelight just moves around, you know what I'm saying? So you got to be willing to share it.
Yeah.
And I kind of caught it early, and it feels like it's coming back around. So it's all good.
And rightfully so. It's something that I want to give credence to you because I've been speaking on it for a long time now. And it's just because I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I do have my theories that I think a lot of white guys who are racist got into these companies with agendas, these record labels, and have stopped real hip hop from winning. And you are the only artist that I've heard, and there could be others that have spoken on it, but I haven't seen any that have been so outspoken about it, as such yourself, as you calling it modern day slavery. And just you see who's behind these record labels that are giving these deals away because they're also giving money to privatizing the prisons.
Right.
So this is deep because I always say it, the white people, I listen, you may think it's crazy like what I'm saying right now, but I grew up in a black neighborhood, so I'm very protective of black people and minorities. So what they don't want is black excellence, and they don't want black intelligence. That's what I feel as though these record labels, this is what they're out for with the agenda. Would you kind of agree with that?
I would definitely feel, I definitely feel like they are the first line of sellout. You know what I'm saying? Like they definitely sold out early, to the agenda. To a degree, it's almost like a pro ball player. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like their life expectancy of their career is very short. Same with these executives. So they go instantly towards a bag, you know what I'm saying? And if the agenda is as such that they really are, pushing our music towards a poisonous place, a toxic place, a place that allows us to be cool with the temperature of things right now. Like it's one thing to see what's going on right now as far as the reality television aspects of life, but it's another thing to be cool with it. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing to see it, it's another thing to be cool with it. And we're now in a place where we're cool with it. You know what I'm saying? And parents watch it with their kids, and little kids can sing, grab your knees, and it's just what it is, and no one sees a problem with it. And they almost find fault with you for saying something about it. And we're in this really weird place where what's bad looks good. You know what I'm saying? And what's good sounds bad. So it comes down to a place where, those that have an understanding, I beseech you to speak. If you have any knowledge, don't die with it. Share it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know anything that makes the world a better place, yo, put that there. You know what I'm saying? Because we ain't here but a moment, and I'm seeing that they're willing to stand right next to us and play us for a fool. You know what I'm saying? So that being the case, you know what I'm saying? We got to have the integrity that they don't have. You know what I'm saying? And we got to speak to the realities of what it really is and what it and what it can't afford to be. Hold on, I'm sorry, I was gonna say. Pardon me there.
Yeah, I'm good.
Like we really have to just be willing to get on the front line. You know what I'm saying? Like if they can, if they have the audacity to do some of the things that we're seeing happening to our community. And I think you do hit it on the head to a degree like this. There's something that they are definitely afraid of seeing in coming from our community. And I don't know if they're really just that selfish that, you know, that they would put, you know, humanity, you know, after a bag, you know what I'm saying? Or if they just have no clue as to how affected, you know, our community really is by the woke and by us having to deal with the gatekeepers of today, you know what I'm saying, pushing a toxic form of music at our community. And our community is in a place where, you know, much like reality TV, we are actually cool with it. You know, so those that know a little bit better, you know, really gotta push the envelope towards us doing better. And that's just my opinion. And honestly, I feel like that's one of the reasons why I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's important for me to say some of the things that I think are, you know, not even think, that I know are, you know what I'm saying, not being said and that have to be said, you know.
Yeah, no, it definitely has. And you spoke about it before in just different interviews I've heard you in, saying that, you know, Public Enemy was the biggest voice at one time and then just disappeared. And we see what's been going on and we look at it. And I really think, because I've had so many conversations, even with some older acts that who don't like, because I'm someone that's big on lyrics and wants to preserve the traditional hip hop, which you've continued to do after Black Sheep, you doing solo. And they'll tell me, well, we don't do this for your opinion. We do this to feed our families. I look at that as like, I understand that, but that's such a cop out statement to me, because it's, you're selling out in a way. You're
It
not
is.
preserving the voice of hip hop.
It's low hanging fruit. You know what I'm saying? Like what cats don't understand in the selling of your integrity is that, you know, like we understand that cats are young and that they've some of them perceive it as a hustle, but in them selling their integrity for this agenda, it's like they're digging a ditch. You know what I'm saying? They're being paid to dig a ditch. And everybody's cool with digging a ditch. And if you say something about them digging a ditch, it's almost like, you know, like, yo, we're feeding our kids. This is how we feed our kids. You know what I'm saying? This and the other. And, you know, like, you don't want to stop someone from feeding their kids. But you do want to explain to them, like, yo, this money that you're going to get for digging this ditch, you're only going to be able to spend it as long as you can stay out of the ditch that you just dug. The moment that you touched inside of this ditch, you get buried. You know what I'm saying? It's you're digging your own ditch. You know what I'm saying? And at some point, you find yourself in this ditch and you get buried. And they bury you with the money they gave you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just that simple. Like, it's not really worth what you think is worth. Your integrity is definitely worth more. Everything is seasonal. You know what I'm saying? So you might struggle in this season. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with doing your homework, with becoming a great writer, with becoming a great linguist, a dope MC, a dope producer. Like, that takes time. Like, that's nothing that you just get up and do. You know what I'm saying? I don't think anything that's worth anything, you just get up and do. You know what I'm saying? Some people are blessed and they have, you know, a little bit more talent than the other, and maybe they can kind of play with it a little bit better than some other cats, but that's only good for a moment, you know what I'm saying, for a season. If you're really trying to be here, you know, and make a career of it, you know, you got to study the craft. And so I think in cats not understanding all the people that exist in front of them that laid their body down so that they could dig this ditch that they're choosing to dig. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a little bit insulting. You know what I'm saying? And as time goes on, I think kids bump into it like, oh, wow. You know what I'm saying? Because they're not realizing if they're fortunate enough to be in this music thing for 5 years, they're not old school. You know what I'm saying? So it's a humbling experience to a degree. You know, like a Nicki Minaj, she's now old school. 50 Cent, he's now old
Old
school. You know what
school.
I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a little humbling, you know what I'm saying, when you bump into it. It doesn't take that long,
No.
you know what I'm saying, for you to become the older cat, you know? And, you know, for that reason, I think it's really important that we start showing the younger generation how to treat the older generation. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's time that we start setting a precedence that, you know, like, yo, we revere the cats that came before us because they set the tempo. They made it possible. The you feeding your family, you actually don't have to dig that ditch. You can plant seeds. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and reap the fruit. You know, and all you have to do to be able to do that is just listen, pay attention. There's people that did this before you. You know what I'm saying? And they weren't even fortunate enough to get the bag because the bag didn't exist when they did it. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of the difference. You know, like these cats are getting it, and you know, like I'm trying to feed my family. You know, like there was no guarantee that we were gonna feed ours. You know what I'm saying? Like we just had to do it and go out there on faith and on sh and believe and you know and dare to be dope. You know what I'm saying? Like that's just what it was. So, you know, it's not like we can't coexist. It's not like we're not supposed to coexist. We're all together, you know, doing this, especially in the hip hop community. It's just that we got to take the time to see family in each other. You know what I'm saying? Like if we're hip hop, it's not a black white thing. It's a like-minded thing. It's not a sexuality thing. It's a like-minded thing. You know what I'm saying? Like even where female MCs are right now, yeah, it's hard to walk with it. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted. All of that, everything that exists now can exist, but there needs to be balance. You know what I'm saying? There needs to be the things that allow you to make a healthy plate. Right now is just French fries. You know what I'm saying? It's just French fries, and you know, and they'll give them to you cold. You know what I'm saying? And
Soggy McDonald's fries.
you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you know, we can do better. You know what I'm saying? And it's not for us to point the finger. There is no wrong. We can do better. That's all. We're not doing. Well, I think there's an agenda being kind of that's wrong, but I think we have the strength as a community to correct it, to be above it, to be better than it, you know. But it takes us buying into the notion of who we really are. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like. You know, I've said it before, like, you know, like hip hop is the perfect tool to put the world back on its axis, you know, but we just have to keep doing things like this, communicate, talk, and get these conversations to the forefront. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the people agree with it when they hear it, but I don't think they're hearing it. You know what I'm saying? And when they do hear it, it's just a little tiny echo somewhere. We got to make it where this is the cool conversation. And some of the cornballs that have some of the cornball conversations that they have, and the gossip, the like men, the men and gangsters that gossip these days, you know, like, yeah, like I'm not with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather be dope. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather make music. Cats aren't even making music anymore. We aren't
No.
even doing cats for music anymore. You know, it's a little disappointing. And you know, I get it. Cats are trying to feed their family. I get it, and cats are buying into what's paying. But you know, there was a time when, you know, we looked at, say, a Wendy Williams as like, you know, like, damn, we get it, but you know, like, you know, that's not us. That's not us as a community. I dare say, like, a lot of men really walking right hand in hand with a Wendy Williams right now, as far as the sensationalism of our music and of our culture, you know, and that's not what this is about. You know what I'm saying? It's cool to be a fan of, but we taking it somewhere that has nothing to do with what this is about. It's about us doing better. It's not about a family doing better. It's about the family doing better. You know what I'm saying? And that's all of us, you know, like we all can do better, and we can start setting agendas, man. Like for real, when they do us wrong. Like we can, our money can speak. We can start pulling our money out of situations or places that, you know, that aren't supporting our community or that's detrimental to our community. And when things go wrong, we need to move as a community. Hip hop community is much stronger than we're playing right now. It's almost like the black vote. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's much stronger than we realize. And if we move together, you know, the hip hop community is black, white, it's everything, but we have the power to move together. And if we start addressing some of our issues will change, you know?
Well, I agree. It's definitely been long needed, and we need more voices out there like you really come to the surface. And I think your documentary really highlighted that hip hop can come together with the younger generation with Lola Brooke.
Yeah,
See?
without question. Without question. Yeah. I mean, you know, and I think it's all in us just being open. And a lot of times a younger cat doesn't know something, not because they don't want to know, but just because they haven't been introduced to it. You know what I'm saying? Us as elders, it's not for us to get upset at what they don't know. It's for us to introduce what they don't know. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the difference. You know, yeah, there's actually gonna be a lot that they don't know if they didn't grow up how we grew up. Like we grew up really seeking it. You know, like they don't have to seek it. You know what I'm saying? Like it's there, it's on their phone, it's in their pocket. You know what I'm saying? Like we carried crates of records, you know what I'm saying, to play it. They've got an entire library on their computer. You know what I'm saying? And don't get twisted, you know, like, you know, as times have changed, a lot of us have adapted. But there's the contingency of cats that have grown up in as is. And we can't get upset that they don't know about, you know, Kool Moe Dee battling Busy Bee. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like they have no idea. And it's up to us to, oh, you know, sit down, let me play a few things for you. You know, especially if you're an MC, you know, like you should know some stuff. Big shout out to my man Lil D out in Brooklyn. That's one of the most learned young brothers that I think, you know, like I love young cats that get it and study. And I find them to be the doper MCs, you know what I'm saying? The Kendricks, the J. Coles, you know, like they've studied. You know what I'm saying? They've studied, you know, and if you want to be a lyricist, I think that's it's imperative that you know you study some of the greats because there's an honesty that comes with being great. I think that you have to, I don't think you have to be overtly overly honest, but there has to be an honesty within even something that's made up. You know what I'm saying? Like people have to feel there's a truth to it. And I would dare say, like, you know, most of the stuff that I hear, it's not something, not that I don't believe it, I don't want to believe it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even want to believe that's true. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, come on, man. What are we doing? You know?
You've said it. The syndication has ruined hip hop, and that they should take away the likes from social media. I agree with that.
You know, because yeah, we're in this place where we like something because everyone likes it. It's got a billion likes, you know. So, oh yeah, you know, like I'm old if I don't like this. You know what I'm saying? I don't dress well if I don't like this. I'm not litty if I don't like this. You know what I'm saying? And everyone's buying into, oh yeah, that's the new, but that new sounds just like the old, you know, and you know, I said this as well before, like, you know, like we got on because we sounded like no one. These days, cats get on because they sound just like someone. You know what I'm saying? And you know, like it's a place where we gotta give the power back to the DJs. We gotta step back a little bit from the syndication because the syndication is, you know, 15 out of those 20 songs are horrible. They're just horrible songs to have to hear every day. You know what I'm saying? And we're getting to the place where we don't mind horrible. You know, we got to raise the bar. We got to have some integrity, you know, and we got to see family when we look at each other in the hip hop community. We got to see family because hip hop has to get to this place where we pool resources. Hip hop has to get to this place where, you know, like there's now a bunch of millionaires in hip hop all posturing. Yo, we have to stop that. Like there's a place that we could all come together and create things that every year we can address different things in our community and make them better. We have that kind of power now. But we're getting mad because someone's not doing it for us. You know what I'm saying? Like if anything, that's what we're past. We're past you having to do it for us. We have this power that we need to pull together. We're not, it doesn't need to be an individual. It needs to be all of us. You know what I'm saying? Even to say, like, you know, shoot, I damn near think that there should be like a black tax. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to say, like, no matter what you make, maybe, you know what I'm saying, maybe a nickel out of every dollar, you know what I'm saying, goes into this pot. And every year we just address things in our community. You know what I'm saying? Like little things like that, I think, you know, like we just haven't taken the time to think outside the box and to manifest. You know, we're so busy, you know, trying to compare, you know, how much money they gave the Ukraine to how much they haven't given us, as opposed to, yo, let's force their hand, man. You know, like, you know, and in the meantime, let's do for self. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like us as men, we don't wait for another man to put us in position to do something.
No.
We get out there and make something happen. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing with our community. We don't need to wait for someone to do something. Yeah, they owe. So yeah, we definitely push that you owe, because like there's even a peace of mind that, you know, like that we haven't been given as the children of slaves. Like we've never had any form of mental health addressed, and we can't help but, you know, like all of the trauma that we've lived through, even as the children of the children of the children, you know what I'm saying, that we still endure. Like none of us have ever had that ever even addressed. So, you know, like you can imagine some of the people that we see on the street and some of the things that these families have inherited, some of the pain that families have inherited that no one's ever even taken a look at. You know what I'm saying? You know, like we see the manifestation of what that is on the street every day, you know what I'm saying? And it's up to us to just to be human and to be fair and to be just and to speak to what's right. And, you know, and that's just it. Like, you know, and, you know, like if they talk about, you know, America being great and things thereof, like then let's make it great. That's how you make it great, by taking care of Americans. And I don't think there's anybody more American than a black person that was born here. Heard up, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, you know, like the things that I speak to are things that hip hop can bring to the front, to the forum, you know, like to the table. These are things that we don't even talk about. We don't even talk about the mental health of a community or of a people that have been, you know what I'm saying, literally broken down. Like they've broken down our family structures. Like, you know, like they imprison us, you know, like, and this is on the heels of fighting for civil rights, on the heels of fighting for freedom. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a crazy dynamic to not address. And hip hop has the power to be like, how dare you? And on a variety of level, you know, it can be, yeah, it can be intimidating, but it also can be eloquently spoken. It also can be given to you in, you know, in code. You know what I'm saying? But you will get it if we speak to it. And that's what time it is with him. Yeah, we're gonna have fun. We're gonna be silly. We're gonna giggle. And yeah, you know, and Sexy Red can exist, and you know, and Rick Ross can exist, and everybody can exist. But everybody has to exist. We can't start ostracizing cats because they're not talking about something that's ridiculous. It's, you know, like we can't shoot the scholars. You know what I'm saying? Like scholars aren't target practice. The people that are trying to help the community, they aren't, you know, these aren't the gangsters to go at and the people to blackball and, you know, nah, like, you know, it's so much bigger than that. And cats have to see that, you know, and I hope cats are also understanding that, you know, a lot of the things that cats are trying to stand for, like it's imagination. There are no actual lines that separate us. There are no actual states. that separate us. These are all things that we've decided exist. We're all just people, man. You know what I'm saying? And we need to kind of keep it right on that basic level. We're all just people here. You know what I'm saying? And start seeing each other's souls as opposed to the boxes that our souls are wrapped in. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like that's what it literally is. Like, you know, like, oh, you're wrapped in a, you know, a plaid box. Now we don't do plaid. You know, like, come on, man. Like the gift is the same. We all got the same heart, the same, you know, veins, and you know, but you know, we dare look at the box and judge the book by its cover. And it's just not fair at this point. You know, it really isn't.
No, and you speak about so many real things in this world that a lot of people don't touch on. And then we look at just your documentary, and we go back to it because I wanted to get into the D&D album, because with this Rolling Stone article, that was just a bombshell for you. And just hearing, because you had so much. Is it what it, what I'm trying to lead to is, what is the update on it? Because I know you, hearing your previous interviews, you wanted to release some singles with it. You had Bun B on there, Corey Guns.
Yeah,
You got some big
got some
time.
cats on it. Yeah.
Yeah. So when are you getting the green light here? Because I know you formed a friendship with Ma Dukes, J Dilla's mother, and you meeting her through the charity event in Puerto Rico. And we saw in the documentary her inviting you to the house, and her husband was there. So what is the update here with the D&D album?
I spoke to my lawyer last week, who's kind of had me just kind of sitting while he is working out, you know, moving the project forward. And he's been having the hardest time, you know what I'm saying? And so where my head is at is right now, one of the things that I'm looking at doing is letting him continue to try to forge a situation for a deal for it. But in the meantime, what I'd like to do is pre start presenting it live and doing a live version of, you know, of most of the songs. And you know, like, you know, you won't be able to take it home. You know, there won't be anything for you to own, but you'll be able to hear it, you know what I'm saying? As well as, you know, a Black Sheep Dress show. But I'd like to specifically, you know, start bringing a version of the D&D project to the live aspect, and just give the people an experience that of something that hopefully they can own down the road, but at least we can share in a live forum. You know, so I'm trying to put that together right now.
CeeLo Green, Sauce Money. You got some big guys on here, I was
Yeah,
hearing.
no doubt, no doubt. Got some really great guys on there, for real, for real. And cats like Lil D, Afro, my
Shots
man
fired, young guys.
Jay Sands. I got shoot, man, like there's some really dope cats. Freeway, man, it's a beautiful project, man. I feel really good about it. You know, I feel like I created a lot of songs as opposed to wrote a lot of verses. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like all of the songs are, there's a lot of statements in there. You know, a lot of the things that we're talking about, I think, you know, like I definitely point in some of the directions that of our conversations, and bring some of that sonically, you know, to a place where I think people will be, I think, pleasantly surprised to be spoken for. You know what I'm saying? Like this, the music right now is, remember how we used to feel like the music spoke for us? You know, it made these statements that were relevant to us. Not so much these days,
No, there's no
you know?
quotables anymore.
Yeah, there's not. There's not. There's not these there's not these statements that speak for us. You know, everybody's kind of really on a self mission, and I dare say, like, it's almost like we really don't relate to you, what you're saying. Like, you know, it's cool, but you know, like, so many of our lives doesn't revolve around, you know, a Lamborghini, you know, Testarossa mentality. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I hate to see people pawning to posture. You know, cats will definitely sell everything to look good for a moment when you don't have to, you know, and we're putting too much pressure on ourselves. You know, life is hard enough as it is. We don't have to do so much to look like we're doing more. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's okay. Like, everything is in seasons, and that's something that we're forgetting. You know, like, Life is seasons. You're gonna have some times when you're way up here, but you're gonna have some times when you're kind of down here, and you're gonna have some times in the middle. You're gonna touch all of those. That's what life is. It's about creating the balance. You know what I'm saying? But you don't create the balance without touching the highs and without touching the lows. And it's in seasons. You're gonna go through it. You know, like one of the things I also want to speak to, like when we talk about relationships, you know what I'm saying? Like we're in a place where, you know what I'm saying? Like you'll hear if a lady just say, for instance, if a lady makes $150,000 and her husband, boyfriend, significant other makes 50,000. You know, like you'll hear ladies talking about, you know, like, oh, you know, like I needed to level up. I needed someone on my level. I needed, you know, someone equally yoked. And, you know, like as far as a relationship goes and as being a man, like, you know, like that's so dangerous to the dynamics of a relationship and a family, especially because to understand seasons is to understand that, yeah, you might make 150 this season and he might make 50 this season. First of all, that's 200,000. There's not a couple that can't get a great foundation going from $200,000 a year. You know what I'm saying? So like, you know, like, but you're making that 150 yours and he's not on your level. You need somebody on your level. Now, what happens if next season, next year, you lose your job? What happens then? You know what I'm saying? What happens if next season you keep your job, but he makes 300,000 now because he levels up and hits, you know, he reaches his goal. Is he supposed to look at you the same way you looked at him? That
Exactly.
he's supposed to level up? Is he supposed to level up? Because y'all are not equally yoked now? Like a man never looks at it. If he's making 150 and she's making 50, he's never gonna look at her like he needs to find someone on his level. You know what I'm saying? Together, we make 200,000 and we're capable of X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? It's so dangerous when, you know, people look at it as something that's concrete as opposed to a season. You know, in a season, you can lose your job. You know what I'm saying? Like what happens then? You know, if you have to rely on the 50,000 until your next season. You know, and you don't want your partner to be looking at you in that light. We're painting pictures that aren't even fair as far as who we are. You know, like we've gotten away from just enduring and growing and building. You know what I'm saying? Like we're looking for instant gratification. And I dare say the people that are looking for someone equally yoked, they're leaving someone that money couldn't purchase the character of the relationship. That person that you're looking for that's, you know, making whatever you deem, you better hope that they got some of the qualities that you're leaving. Cats really don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like something there's something that comes with a $1 million pocket that might not be what you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? And you know, like we can look at some of the celebs of today. You know, there's things that come with that you might not have been aware of. And they can be come in a variety of flavors. You know, we ain't got to point fingers. You see them, they're there. You know, so be cautious. I dare say, you know, to everyone, like understand that life is seasons. And just because you up in one moment, that doesn't dictate forever. You know what I'm saying? When you're looking at someone that you love or someone that you are bonded to, like play for the career. Don't play for the season. You know what I'm saying? Play for the career. And your integrity is worth everything. Word up, your integrity is worth everything. A lot of cats I see, they don't understand that when the powers that be come from your integrity, if you dare give them a number that it's worth, you're gonna get it. Word up, you're gonna get it. I promise you're gonna get the number you think your integrity is worth. And you will learn after you get it that you played yourself. Right? You
No,
know,
that's true.
and that's just how life is, man. That's
Yeah,
just how life is. Right?
I've never heard someone speak about it in the relationship aspect because I talk about it with artists and just people off the air. That do you believe in the modern day feminism where women they have control of the relationship and that they date guys that are lower on the scale. Like you'll have a 10 date and a 2 because they want to so-called control them. Do you believe in that?
Nah, like
No.
nah, like that's like, you know, like that's not a reality based situation. You know what I'm saying? Like that's somebody to me that might even need, you know, like a little bit of they need to talk to someone. You know what I'm saying? Like but I did say like a lot of people have bought into this reality TV aspect of what a relationship is. You know what I'm saying? And you know, like we're in this place where people think, you know, if you don't agree with me, I should throw a drink at you, or you know, or something thereof, you know, like, and yeah, not like a lot of the things that we're doing right now is far from good. You
Toxic.
know, it's not helping. It's not going to help us. You know what I'm saying? If anything, it's going to take away from us. And you know, I dare say we're starting to see it. We're starting to see some of the cats that we really thought was one thing was in a whole different room, man. You know what I'm saying? And it brings it back to you. You know, who are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be your best. You gotta grow to be your best, because at the end of the day, you know, like you're not gonna get integrity from someone else. You're not gonna, you know, like you're not gonna find yourself in the rise and fall of someone else. You know, it's
That's
okay to
real.
bump your head. You know, it's okay to fall down. Have the heart to wipe that shit off and stand up. You know what I'm saying? And push forward towards the better you, you know. And if all of us can kind of just keep that simple, and you know, every day, just keep the little wins are what matters. You know what I'm saying? Like every day, you know, take them little successes. You know what I'm saying? Word. You made it to work. You made it to school. All right, level. Let's put in a good day. You know what I'm saying? Let's go hard. Oh, word. You know, like you did everything that you were supposed to do on the job at your class. Like those are little successes that if you just be consistent with, take you somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we got to get to. And it's not about working for someone or being the student of forever. It's about us finding what makes us tick, and that we're supposed to be doing, and having our own, and building our own, and finding like my, you know, shit. If only thing I could do was sweep a fucking floor, I'm gonna find 10 people that sweep the floor, and I'm gonna start a maintenance company. That's the mentality that you have to have, you know, regardless of what you do. That has to be the goal. And before I get that maintenance company, I might have to sweep somebody else's to get the capital. You know what I'm saying? It's part of the vision.
That's
All
real.
right.
With Black Sheep, because now you got the upcoming project, Mr. Long. We saw you guys reunite in the documentary. How long, you know, what? Because I think you guys were planning on like a reunion. You had like a tape. I think it was AWM. I think it was at like the end of the 90s, right?
Yeah, going into 2000. Yeah.
Yeah, because you guys were supposed to get back together, and then it's been so long.
And that didn't even happen. We wound up kind of like just not getting along for a hot minute on that, wound up stepping away from each other. But I got a really good feeling about what the future holds. You know, I think we're both in a place where, you know, like we're just grown men today, and so much of what we endured and what might have been a problem to the young men in us, like we're so, like, you know, like it would be an issue that our children would have today. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we both have kids that are in their 20s, 30. You know what I'm saying? And the things that we went through would probably be something that they would go through today. But that's not us anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like we're these cats that are, you know, have learned so much more, know how to talk to each other, know how to forgive each other. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of times you got to look at where something comes from. You know, like, yeah, sometimes, you know, you're gonna bump your head, sometimes you're gonna make mistakes. But if it doesn't come from a place of just fucking evil, yo, let it go. You know what I'm saying? Just let it go. Life is too short sometimes. And you know, we're also in a place where we're seeing our brothers and our peers pass away. You know, like the little bit of quiff that we had isn't worth us not fixing it. You know, so hopefully that could also be a little example to some cats that might wind up needing it at some point. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you know, and me and him haven't rocked together for over a dozen years. You know what I'm saying? But it's never too late to be better. You know, it's never too late to learn better. So that, you know, that's what's up. And this is my word. Like, I feel great because it's like I look forward to rocking. Like, yo, maybe I might wind up being the oldest MC to go platinum or something like that. I don't know. You
I believe it. I believe
know what I'm
it.
saying? You know, like, and you know, shit, why not? You know, and especially that I feel like I got the energy, everything's cool, like, you know, like I'm Andre 3000 and I don't have things to say, but like there's plenty to say. You know what I'm saying? And you know, like, I look forward to sharing the new stuff I have with the people. And yeah, definitely check out me on YouTube. I got a little series I'm about to start presenting, like just different rhymes and different things and just hip hop. I'm not gonna be, you know, coming to my channel, I'm not gonna be gossiping about nobody or telling you how I feel about what somebody did. I'm gonna be spitting some dope shit over some dope shit, you know?
Yeah,
My
with the
batteries just
freestyles.
died, bro. I'm seeing it pass away. Huh?
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely gonna be kicking some stuff. Yeah,
Fire.
definitely. Like, you know, it's just cool stuff that you know that you're not gonna probably get a chance to see anywhere else, or unless you catch me live, you know, and just share some dope vibes, you know. That I think that's kind of missing right now. Everybody's doing everything but being dope, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, we will. And you know, just looking at your history, because the choice is yours, you know, the iconic song, you look at it, it's gonna live on after you, and that's why you're so grateful for it. But my introduction to you was Without a Doubt. See, I went
All
backwards when
right.
I was a kid doing my research. That was the track that got
All
me introduced to you, and it
right.
was
They got you. That's what's up.
yeah, and how it was highlighted into the documentary just happened with Nonfiction, and the album just wasn't as successful because you have some great tracks on there. Respect is another one of my favorites. It's kind of
Dope.
like it was just overlooked.
Right. Well, you know, it was at a time in hip hop where I think there was just so many things that were coming out and we probably waited a little long to, before we came out with a second project, but at the same time, you know, like it, yeah, it just kind of got caught up maybe in a little bit of what existed at the time. But you know, it's all part of the process, I think, of just putting out music. You just kind of go to the next one and you know, and just keep it moving, you know.
Yeah.
But
How many?
I think every artist kind of gets caught up in it,
Yeah.
but they release something and it kind of gets slips through the cracks, you know, one of the projects, or you know, it just happens. Movies, albums, you know.
Yeah. How many songs you got recorded with Mr. Long now
Oh,
for the
honestly,
new
we really
project?
haven't begun the Blacksheep project. Yeah, no, we haven't really. We're soliciting tracks for it, but we really haven't started putting it together. I'm still really going hard on the D&D project as far as trying to get this to the forefront. I would say me and Long probably start recording this summer.
Fire. Are you looking to get back into acting? Because I know you were doing some acting in the 90s.
Yeah, I would like to. I definitely would like to. I think it's a good transition for me, you know, especially at this point, to I've been in front of a camera for 30 years now, you know what I'm saying? I think there's a natural progression in that, you know, and I think it's something that would do well for me at this point, you know, in my career, where, you know, like not necessarily about to be you know, having a world tour as much as I think you know, like maybe some spot dates and maybe a nice acting gig would be cool, you know.
Yeah. It,
Yeah, I think that would be really cool.
yeah. And just think
We'll
that
see though, you
you
know.
were originally supposed to be a singer. I heard that you were winning some talent contests. You were playing the trumpet when you were younger.
Yeah.
Yeah. A big tennis player, I
Yeah,
heard.
no doubt, no doubt. Yeah, I'm a varsity letterman in tennis that I grew up playing handball and like in the projects, and I went to high school in Carolina, and it just so happened my gym teacher was the tennis coach, and he thought I played tennis, but I was just like, nah, I just grew up playing handball, so the hand-eye coordination was there. And he worked with me and the first year that I was in school there, I was a varsity letterman.
Crazy.
Which was pretty cool.
What
Have a, you know, Letterman jacket. Yeah.
What was the last time you played golf with Scarface?
Man, I played with Scarface in a little bit, but we both are avid golfers. We both play a lot, and like yeah, and it was kind of cool. He got a little Cali backing. I got a little PXG backing. You know what I'm saying? So we got like major golf companies showing us love, and it's dope to be the hip hop cat that's golfing. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I've been golfing for about a good 15 years now. Like I'm real serious with the golf. Like I've got my handicap down to single digits and the whole nine.
Wow. Oh, we need to have like
Yeah.
some kind of, I know we're not big into the reality shows, but some kind of show around you, like a nice clip of you and Scarface or another artist playing golf. That would be fire.
I got a dope idea for a golf for something or golf for television. I think it would be pretty dope. Somebody that's a qualified hears this, you should give me a shout. We can put a dope show together. Hip hop and golf definitely is. You can see the Khaleds and the Puffies, like, but they're Khaled and Puffy are they're years away from me and Scarface's ability. Like they're like I could literally look at their swing. Like they're years away from playing on the level we play. You know what I'm saying? Respectfully, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely know, like I'm definitely probably top five hip hop cats that play golf.
I believe
I get
it.
down for real. All right.
I believe it, man. And you've done so much. What would you say is the proudest achievement throughout your career when you look back on it? Because you've had a long career, you going down North Carolina, Mr. Long, the history there with Black Sheep. And just, I've heard your stories of running in with Big and Times Square and you meeting Tupac out in Oakland, you being Ice Cube
Yeah.
taking you on tour with Black Sheep. What's kind of like that proudest
That was our
achievement?
first tour.
Yeah.
Ah, man. I think probably when the album went gold. Like it was at a time when, like we had no idea if we were gonna be here. And I think when the album went gold, it was like this nod that was like, nah, you guys get to stay. We'll hang out with you guys for a little while. And even though the second album didn't see the success that we had hoped, it was still, and me and Long wound up breaking up. Even that still didn't deflate what I think the first project had given us, and that was the ability to be in the room. You know what I'm saying? It was just a matter of our work ethic and our passion to be in this room. You know what I'm saying? But if we were willing to do what it took to be in this room, that we could be in it. And I've been in this room for over 30 years now, like when I started, I didn't know if that was possible, but I got a chance to live my life just being Drez, and that was good enough. And that's pretty dope to me, for real.
I think something that's crazy when we look at just how we started the interview was me learning about your meeting with Lior Cohen and him just saying, I can't listen to too much of this, and him bad mouthing Slick Rick. Was that kind of like the wake up call of you noticing that we're heading in the wrong direction here, these people? Because then he called you the next day, like nothing ever happened. He had a limousine for you.
Yeah.
So was that kind of like the wake up call that, yeah, we have some people in control of our culture that doesn't have our best interest?
Yo, it really was like I know no bullshit. I was pointed and run. I didn't know Russell, but I was really disappointed. Really looked at this time. I really looked at Leo like the audacity. Like, why would Russell have this dude who I didn't know? And I just was like, damn, like this is so, like, just little heartbreaking. Like, you know what I'm saying? I thought that, it would be just that was well versed in what Cat's trying to do and the power that.
Dress you there?
Me.
Oh, it kind of
And
froze up.
it was none of that, like so that was a little disappointing. Huh?
It
You hear me?
kind of it's kind of frozen up on your
Hello?
end a little
Batteries
bit.
about. Yeah, sorry about that. But I was just saying that like disappointed to see that, like the community wasn't really being taken as seriously as the corporations were. But I think in time, like I said, like it's for us to fix things. Like it's okay that we make some mistakes because what getting is about. It's about making those mistakes and recognizing them and better. So I think that's where hip hop is at right now. We're in the let's do better stage, And like I said, there's plenty to talk about. I don't know why someone would say there's not a lot to talk about. There's plenty for us to address, be it our own backyard to the backyards of our neighbors that we can see plainly into. I'm saying, not that we're trying to judge other houses. We definitely can start with our own, but at the same time, we definitely can give people a nudge in the right direction. Like this shit we need to do,
Is there ever going to be some music with you and Rakim? Because this is where it all comes about. Power Play Studios, he asked you for a light. I think he eventually, because you were doing like a breakdancing event together and you were crying when you got to do that event for with him.
Oh, I wasn't
He invited
crying,
you
nah,
to his house. Yeah.
but
Are we
but
going to
it
get some Rakim music with Dress?
was just to say it was really, something that we spoke about now. For real, for real. Rise the truth. Rise is just dope, and for that thing to go circle like that, and for me to kind of cinnamon room and both get paid, from I wasn't gonna be the behind the desk that Rakim took a lighter from, because I literally never went back to this job, and so all of these years later to be sitting with him and both of us to be getting paid and talk about making some music together, yeah, I've reached out to him, we've chopped it up, and we just got to catch up at the right time. I think if hopefully the stars align and I get a chance to do some music with Rob, that'll take it to a whole different level. You know what I'm saying? That'll take the story to a whole different.
No, it would. I see great things. And just
Yeah.
the with us on the way here, because I saw that you got the new merch. I wanted you to speak on the new Black Sheep merch that you had on the way.
Oh man, yeah, some cool stuff. I got Ali's black with the Black Sheep logo. I also designed a golf driver head cover. Which is a sheep, got Black Sheep lighters and things. And like at this point, it's not just music, and the things that we learn, even as advances and the youngsters get a hold of them. Youngsters are great at monetizing. But just to say, for us to be businessmen, to make sure that merch is available, that's just as important as the music. It's your brand. So, definitely, us elders learn from the youngsters, how important branding is and how the relationship with different corporations can pan out, and all the things that they talk about corporate wise, it's not that it's supposed to exist. It's just not supposed to be more important than the community.
I agree. And Dress, man, I mean, you got a lot on the way here. D&D, we touched on the
I
upcoming Black Sheep project. You got the merch. Is there anything else you would love to let the fans know that we didn't cover here tonight?
well, I'm gonna stay busy working on new music, not just my own stuff, but I'm gonna try to pull a couple of artists in that I think are pretty dope as well. And just I think like even labels, I think some of the labels kind of like I know for a fact I could have helped some of the labels with music over the years. And sometimes I think they don't see the things that they should see out here. But I feel good because I feel like I see them, and I'm gonna be definitely be not only my music, I'm gonna bring some things that I just think are dope to the forefront if I can.